From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama repeated his regret Friday for the deaths of two hostages in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. Speaking in Washington to members of the U.S. intelligence community, Mr. Obama said the news that American aid worker Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto had been killed was hard for him to absorb.
But the one thing I wanted everybody to know, because I know you, because I work with you, because I know the quality of this team, is that we all bleed when we lose an American life.
Mr. Obama's comments came just one day after he announced the deaths of the two hostages who were being held by al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border. A U.S. official told VOA that the two men were killed January 14th during airstrikes by drone aircraft. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says that an Iranian naval convoy that was headed for Yemen has changed course and now appears to be headed back to Iran. Warren said the convoy's destination is not certain, but he did welcome its departure.
I think it's fair to say that this appears to be a de-escalation of some of the tensions that were being discussed earlier in the week.
The White House says it has evidence that Iran has been supplying weapons and other support to Shiite Houthi rebels fighting in Yemen. The Pentagon has deployed U.S. warships to Yemeni waters to ensure that key Gulf shipping channels stay open. Meanwhile, after a brief calm in the Yemeni capital Sana'a, Saudi-led coalition airstrikes continued Friday, 3 days after Saudi Arabia declared an end to the bombing campaign. This is VOA News. Italian police arrested 9 suspected terrorists and were hunting for 9 others Friday in a crackdown on a group believed to be linked to deadly attacks in Pakistan and possibly a plot to attack the Vatican. Prosecutor Mauro Mura told reporters in Sardinia Friday that years of investigation and monitored telephone calls suggested the Vatican and possibly even Pope Francis were potential targets. Police said the subjects of their nationwide operation are all Pakistanis or Afghans, either directly linked to or inspired by the al-Qaeda terror network. Police said that one of the group's goals was to trigger an uprising against the Pakistani government. The United Nations Refugee Agency has praised plans by the European Union to triple its funding for maritime search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. The UN High Commission for Refugees said Friday that broadening search and rescue operations is an important first step. However, it added that refugees must have some other avenue to get to safety if the problem of deaths at sea is to be solved. Adrian Edwards is a UNHCR spokesman.
Half those who crossed the Mediterranean in 2014 were people seeking refuge from wars and persecution. And for refugees fleeing war, there has to be some alternative to having to cross the Mediterranean in smugglers' boats.
Europe's border protection agency Frontex welcomed the decision to increase funding as well. That decision resulted from an emergency meeting on migrant safety Thursday in Brussels. Hollywood actress and UN refugee envoy Angelina Jolie Pitt told the UN Security Council Friday that it's not doing enough for the suffering of Syrian refugees she has met during visits to the region. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
Jolie Pitt scolded the Security Council for its political divisions and lack of action to resolve the crisis.
The Security Council has powers to address these threats to international peace and security, but those powers lie unused. The problem is not lack of information. We know in excruciating detail what is happening in Yarmouk, in Aleppo, in Homs. The problem is lack of political will.
The Security Council has seen 4 vetoes from Russia, supported by China, of measures that might have helped halt the conflict and the humanitarian disaster it has created. More than 220,000 Syrians have been killed since 2011, among them some 10,000 children. Nearly 4 million Syrians have become refugees. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
On Wall Street, stock prices closed higher, helped by gains in technology companies. European stocks were also higher, but Asian markets were mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.